Hello and welcome to A Guy with Books podcast. My name is Don and I'm your host. And of course, I'm that guy with all the books. I'm glad that you're here with me for another episode. Today, I would like to talk with you about another song, or actually a hymn, that we just sang this past Sunday at church. And a member of our church, Robert DeStefano, told us the story behind Jesus Loves the Little Children. Let's jump into it. After Jesus Loves Me, Jesus Loves the Little Children is one of the first songs that children learn at Sunday school. The song was written by Clarence Herbert Wolston, and he was born back in 1856 and passed away in 1927. The lyrics are inspired by Jesus' words in Matthew chapter 19, verse 14. Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. And some versions alter Wolston's version to have red, yellow, black, and white. Wolston took the melody from another song. Let's learn about where that came from by meeting George Frederick Root. George Frederick Root was destined to become a composer and songwriter, since he was named after George Frederick Handel. In fact, Root was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame back in 1970, and that was some 75 years after his death. In his time, he prided himself on writing serious compositions, but it was a song that he wrote for Union troops in the Civil War that we still sing today. Well, sort of. One piece written during this time, though, touched many men who were prisoners of war. The name of the song was Tramp, Tramp, Tramp. And Root's words spoke about the hope that would be coming to those trapped in prison. In writing a short piece about this song, the Civil War Trust penned in Andersonville rumors that Union troops were on their way to liberate the prisoners circulated constantly. Hope of liberation, of escape, or release, or, you know, prisoner exchange was often the thing that stood between prisoners and total despair. When Root died, his obituary was printed in the New York Times and included the lyrics to several songs, including Tramp, Tramp, Tramp. The obituary ended with a notation that Root's musical legacy was living on because one of his sons was teaching music in Chicago. When the Civil War ended, the theme of the song was really no longer contemporary. However, the melody remained very popular. And so a friend, minister, and then sometimes co-writer of Root's, Claire Herbert Woodson, got a hold of it. He changed three verses about prisoners of war to three verses about the love of Jesus. He changed the chorus too, and today, in vacation Bible schools and also in home devotionals, we sing the song, Jesus Loves the Little Children. It is one of the most popular songs on earth. And if you've never heard the original Civil War song, Tramp, 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 I will include it at the end of this podcast, along with the lyrics to Jesus Loves the Little Children. And you will easily recognize the melody in the chorus and be able to compare the two. And so when I reflect on this song, there is a great irony. There's something to take away here. The U.S. Civil War was fought in part over a deeply divisive racial issue. While many issues lead to war today, slavery was one of the obvious dividing points of our nation at that time. Africans were treated as nothing more than property. And while Tramp, Tramp, Tramp doesn't really address that issue at all, its writing was tied to the slavery issue by association. So now when we sing this simple, lovely song, we are reminded that Jesus does not see the way that we do. While it may not be truly politically correct more PC, to sing red, yellow, black, and white any longer. It instills in our minds, again, that Jesus cares not for our skin color. He simply loves each and every one of us. And we should be the same way. And so, friends, thank you so much for joining me for a Guy with Books podcast. I hope you found this time together enjoyable. And you may even have learned something. I hope you'll share it with your friends. And keep in touch. You can find me on Instagram at Leader at Work or at Books and Time. Or search for me on Facebook, Donald Mast, and you'll find me. Thanks again for listening, and special thanks to Robert DeStefano for sharing this story in church this past Sunday. And be sure to listen for future episodes for a Guy with Books podcast. Have a blessed day. Stay tuned to hear the song and also to be able to read the lyrics below. Take care.